USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Russian-controlled regions in eastern Ukraine announced plans to hold referendums on joining Russia later this week. And an ally of President Vladimir Putin said the votes would alter the geopolitical landscape in Moscow's favor forever. The votes would be from September 23rd through the 27th and would determine if occupied territories would become a part of Russia. Ukraine President Zelensky.
We are stabilizing the situation, holding our positions firmly, so strong that the occupiers are really panicking. We have warned that the Russian soldiers in Ukraine have only two options, to flee from our land or surrender.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar has opened up a criminal investigation against individuals who lured 48 illegal immigrants from the Migrant Resource Center in San Antonio, Texas.
As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured, I will use the word lured, under false pretenses into staying at a hotel for a couple of days. They were taken by airplane. At a certain point, they were shuttled to an airplane. Where they were flown to Florida and then eventually flown to Martha's Vineyard.
The Federal Reserve will likely raise its target federal funds rate by another 0.75 percentage point at its meeting this week to combat inflation. This will continue to cost you more for your credit cards, car loan, mortgage, student debt, and savings account. The U.S. Central Bank has already raised interest rates 4 times this year to combat red-hot inflation for a total of 2.25 percentage points. Kathleen Hayes from Bloomberg.
And you need to get ahead of inflation. Stamp on it hard while the economy still has the strength not to be completely stamped out. Maybe you then could open the door to smaller November rate hike, that 50 basis point hike, because you're starting to get under control.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Hurricane Fiona smashed into the Turks Caicos Islands on Tuesday as a powerful Category 3 storm, threatening to devastate the tiny Caribbean island chain after cutting a path of destruction through the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. It's expected to skirt Nova Scotia, Canada this weekend without entering the U.S. mainland. One lawmaker on the Homeland Security Committee finds it laughable that Democrats are asserting Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis brought forth an inhumane treatment to 50 illegal immigrants last week when the governor sent them to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax is the Republican from Florida.
When you have an open border policy, it's open season. So every single person that comes across the border, they are paying a member of the cartel, which is just further enriching them, making them more and more powerful, to the point where now cartels control 40% of Mexico as we know it. That is a direct report from our own Department of Defense, and that is something that should concern everyone, not just Americans, but everyone in Central and South America and globally, truthfully.
A Russian missile blasted a 6-foot crater 300 meters from a nuclear reactor in southern Ukraine on Monday. Ukrainian authorities denounced the move as an act of nuclear terrorism. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.